fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 25th of October. This coming Saturday, the 28th of October, I'll be speaking in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 1 p.m. at the Red Line Inn. There's a banner at my website at thelibertyman.com. There's no admission charge. I look forward to seeing a lot of you there. It's going to be a fun afternoon. Prepper tip of the day. My favorite place to buy optics is having a sale. It's opticsplanet.com, opticsplanet.com. I don't have any sales agreement with them. Maybe I should, because I'm always promoting their stuff, but their website. 11% off orders of $100 and more. The sale code to put in the sale code box is YEAR17, year 17. And that's given the cost of high-quality optics, you could save quite a bit of money by participating in that sale. We're going to have open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443, and take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. Well, as I was saying to Professor McKinney last hour, mainstream news is getting more and more like the National Enquirer, it seems like. Even Drudge Report. I noticed Drudge Report was doing a segue beginning, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even longer, going from just reporting straight hard news to a bunch of the kind of things that you would see in National Enquirer, what the stars in Hollywood are doing or not doing, sensationalized stuff, man bites dog type articles, as opposed to just strictly hard news, which was how Drudge got started and how they built their reputation. And that's the way it is. That's, you know, nothing I can do to change it. Not that I particularly want to. If I could, it's their business, and they get to run their business any way they choose to. The issues that we're concerned about continue to percolate in the background. North Korea is pushed off the headlines right now. It's still there, percolating in the background. The Middle East and everything connected to the Middle East, these never-ending wars. I watched a film last night with Tom Cruise at one of these Jack Reacher films. He's on a series of they're interesting and pretty well done for the most part. And one of the premises of the film was the Americans and the opium and the poppy fields in Afghanistan. That was actually the underlying premise of the whole film had to do. You don't know this until very near the end, that the film had to do with bringing opium from Afghanistan into the United States, which of course has been going on. I was talking to somebody connected to law enforcement the other day, and she said, "John, you know, heroin is now cheaper than methamphetamine." I said, "Yeah, really?" I said, "Yeah." She says, "Yeah, really, it is." So they're these barefoot hillbillies that cook meth are being put out of business because the heroin has gotten so inexpensive that people would rather buy the heroin than buy the methamphetamine. What have we come to? What have we come to? There is not now, never has been, never will be, a war on drugs, a serious war on drugs. The man saying this, myself, I got involved in criminal investigations 1973. It sounds like 44 years ago, doesn't it? By the time I had 3 years experience under my belt investigating crimes, which would by then would have been several hundred crimes that I investigated the first 3 years of my young career, I had the skill sets necessary to understand how to conduct criminal investigations and how to accomplish goals. And I only would 3 years into my career, I only would have been 28 years old. I started out at age 25 investigating crimes. It was October 1973 that I investigated began my first homicide investigation, a double murder. But anybody who has those skill sets, and there's literally thousands of men and women in the United States who have similar skill sets. There's nothing all that unique. I developed my skill sets to a pretty high level, which I'm proud of. But here's how it works. Let's say you, a police officer, arrests a man for selling heroin. So this person is taken into custody, and a police detective is assigned to the case, and the detective goes into the interview room with the man charged with felony sale of heroin, which is a serious felony. Go to jail for a lot of years. Conversation goes something like this. Would you rather spend a few months waiting for trial and then have a sweetheart deal with probation? Or would you rather go to jail for the next 20 years? Now, how long does somebody have to think about that? All you need to do, Mr. Criminal, is let us know everything that you know about your source of buying heroin and everything connected to it. Become an informant. That's all you need to do. So, of course, the information given by the criminal has to be verified to be accurate and true. And once it is, then the detective arranges to arrest the person that or persons that was selling the heroin to this person who's charged with selling it. Same thing. Those people are arrested. Would you like to get a sweetheart deal or spend the next 20 years of your life locked up, hard doing hard time? Well, they spill their guts because they'd rather get a sweetheart deal instead of spending 20 years of their life behind bars. And you repeat the process. Now, that's the way it's done. This is not a secret. This is the way police work is done. That's the way good detective work is done. And I'm very familiar with these skills and these techniques because I've done them. Now, fast forward to my debriefing. A retired DEA agent, Drug Enforcement Agency agent. He was a field agent, not some guy flying a desk. He's a field agent out there in the field doing the things that Drug Enforcement Agency is supposed to do. And he told me the following. He said, John, every drug interdiction task force I was ever assigned to my entire 20-year career, the DEA, once we got to the third level above the street dealer, the entire task force was shut down and reassigned. Every time, without exception, in my 20-year career. Before he told me that, I pretty much suspected that was going on because by the time I was 30 years old, I knew, there's no doubt whatsoever in my mind, how I could personally, given the resources, how John Moore, if given the resources and the authority, could shut down the drug trade. So all this retired DEA agent was doing was confirming what I already knew. That's my reality, based on personal experience, personal knowledge. There is not now, never has been, never will be a war on drugs. A great book, you know, as you most of you know, I'm a voracious reader. The title of it is Red Cocaine. Red Cocaine. The author is a former flag rank officer from an East European military, a general. And he revealed the involvement of communist intelligence services in South America, beginning at the end of World War II, to get involved in the cocaine trade for two purposes. One, to generate money beyond belief. The other, to destroy the West. Both of them are one goal feeding into the other, of course. I know for a fact that the CIA was bringing drugs back from Southeast Asia and the United States. A fact because I personally know men involved in that trade, in that traffic. A very good friend of mine, he's now deceased. He's with Special Forces in Vietnam. My very, very good friend. And many of these guys are dying because of Agent Orange exposure, but that's a different story. So he's getting ready to leave Vietnam. It's 1969, somewhere in there. And one of the guys he works with hands him a brown paper sack full of $100 bills, American $100 bills. He looks at it, and it's about, I don't know how many thousands of dollars. It was a substantial amount of money for the time. And he says, "What's this?" And the guy handed it to him, and he says, "That's your share." My friend says, "My share of what?" And the guy handing him the bag full of $100 bills says, "What do you think we were doing all those flights back and forth to Cambodia?" And my friend says, "Oh, okay." And he took the money and came back to the States and went on with his life. A lot of the drugs came back in coffins with American bodies, landing at Dover, Delaware, where they were shipped all over the country. It was a very sophisticated system to pack the drugs into the coffins with the deceased service members and have them shipped wherever they needed to go. That's the way it was. Many of you who have been aware of alternative media for a number of years are aware of what was going on at MENA, Arkansas, with the Clintons and the drugs coming into the closed Air Force base at MENA, Arkansas. This is my reality. I've had people very close to me destroyed by illegal drugs. Absolutely destroyed. And a friend of mine, you know, I've had friends die because of illegal drugs and drug addiction. It's an absolute disaster on our country. It is. The government is involved up to their eyeballs. When you read the book Red Cocaine, you basically keep in mind that the mirror image of that exists within the CIA, bringing drugs into the country. The CIA wants the money. They don't care about destroying the United States, which of course it is. Of course it is. A friend of mine has a business in downtown St. Louis, and within a short walk of his business, there's open-air drug market. And everybody knows it. Drugs being bought and sold right there on the street. Plain sight, no attempt to conceal it. He's encouraged the drug dealers to move farther away from his business. He doesn't want to that stuff around his place of business. It brings in it's bad for the neighborhood. Let's put it that way. It's bad for the neighborhood. But there's not now, never has been, never will be, a war on drugs. Now, what there is a war on is barefoot hillbillies making their own dope, methamphetamine. That's competition with the government. And man, oh man, do they go after that. Yes, they do. There's no third level above the street dealer. These guys buy it, make it, and sell it. And it's incredibly dangerous, unhealthy. And out here where I am, it's destroyed many families and many lives and continues to. I know one police officer who was on a raid, and he opened up a plastic ice cooler. There was methamphetamine cooking in there. And he's got his lungs full of that stuff, and he's been disabled ever since. He can still get around okay. He can't do the things as far as mobility and athletically that he used to before. He gets out of breath really fast. He was a candidate for sheriff in a county not far from here. That's how I got to know about that. Lives destroyed, families destroyed, and it's an embarrassment what we're doing to ourselves as a nation, with both prescription drugs and street drugs and alcohol. Here we are in the most prosperous country on the planet, and we're destroying ourselves. That is so sad. It doesn't need to be, but that's the way it is. It's so sad. Alcohol, of course, is the drug of choice that puts more people in a graveyard than anything else. It's obviously legal. The attempt to make it illegal with the U.S. Constitution was a disaster. It set up crime families that are still in charge of many things. But alcohol destroys more lives and destroys more families than all these other drugs combined. People dying outright from alcohol is something that does happen, but rare. Overdoses from alcohol, in terms of death, are rare to the point where they become newsworthy. Overdoses from heroin, however, are becoming commonplace. Now, the effects of alcohol consumption are long-term, but they still destroy lives. Alcohol still destroys lives and destroys families. And numbers far, far in excess of all these other drugs combined. Street drugs, prescription drugs, whatever. A friend of mine drives a school bus, and he tells me that little kids, third graders, are stealing prescription medications from their parents and grandparents and selling them on the school bus. Isn't that scary? Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 25th of October, taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. This coming Saturday, the 28th of October, I'll be speaking at the Hattiesburg Breadline Inn at 1 p.m., Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Look forward to seeing a lot of you there. 1 p.m., it's free admission. Look forward. It'll be a fun afternoon. Okay. You learn a lot about when you're a criminal investigator, like I've been for 44 years. You learn a lot about people, learn a lot about life. You see the best and the worst in people. You see the consequences of people's actions. You see all those things. And it's an education, to say the least. You see the reality of what goes on out there as compared to the Hollywood version of what happens. For example, psychotic killers are a popular theme in movies and TV shows and novels and so forth. Reality is there's very few psychotic killers. They're out there. I've had I think two of them for clients. One was a client. The other was a girlfriend of a client. They were both involved in a double homicide. But that's a rare thing, but they do exist, a true psychotic killer. Most murders, the majority of the time, are crimes of passion where somebody who is not part of the criminal subculture for a period of time, a short period of time, has a moment of passion where it leads to murder, leads to homicide. In fact, if you're ever in prison, usually the best people to associate with are the non-psychotic murderers, because they're not part of the criminal subculture. Or almost everybody else in prison are part of the criminal subculture and have been arrested and committed dozens, if not hundreds, of crimes throughout their life, and are doing one more stand in prison. It's being in prison for a career criminal is a occupational hazard that they accept as part of their lifestyle. And within some parts of the criminal subculture, it's a badge of honor to have been incarcerated multiple times and survived it and come out on the other side. A very bizarre mindset, to say the least, but that is what goes on within the criminal subculture, is taking pride of the number of times and how long they've been incarcerated. But the issue with alcohol is one that's it's a third rail, because the alcohol lobby has so much money and power. One of my pet peeves is people operating motor vehicles on the public roads after consuming alcohol. The only way to stop it, that I'm aware of, is to make the consequences so very serious that people simply don't do it anymore. That's what they've done in Europe. And in most European countries, you consume alcohol and operate a motor vehicle and you get caught, consequences are very severe and immediate. I'm not aware of anything else that works, quite frankly. I'm not. I remember we had one law firm I worked with. We had a female client who had been fired by her previous law firm, who I ended up working for a number of years later, as a matter of fact. But I believe she had had 17 or 20 driving convictions, alcohol-related driving convictions. This is before Missouri passed its three strikes and you're out. Now, the third conviction for driving while intoxicated in Missouri, it's a felony, and you're going to do jail time. There's still ways people can fudge on that and get around it, unfortunately. I say unfortunately because the other side of the coin is people dying as a consequence of this activity. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, You get the chance to buy the energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply.
Wednesday, the 25th of October. My website is thelibertymen.com. At the top of my website, you'll see a banner for my presentation. It's coming Saturday, October 25th, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 1 p.m. at the Red Lion Inn. The details are there at my website at thelibertymen.com. The event is free and open to the public. Also, my website, of course, you'll find lots of stuff. Let's just go there for a moment. We click on thelibertymen.com, and you'll see lots of things there. The Canaway tile for the hemp oil, right, and then the spinning globe where you can find out where people all over the planet are listening to the John Moore Show. Below that, we have Professor McKinney's water filters, and below that, the fiberglass dome structures that are being bought up by countries all over the planet. They're a great way to have a safe, secure, maintenance-free home. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. Marvelous healing devices. I use mine every night. Yes, I'm pretty active around the ranch here. Up and down ladders, on down on my knees doing concrete work, painting, electrical work, plumbing work, riding my motorcycle, off and on the Kubota tractor. Go to bed with minor aches and pains, wake up pain-free the next morning. That's what I do. You can also. If you have arthritis pain, it will probably help. Back pain, joint pain, probably help there also. Not getting a great night's sleep, well, that's one of the things we focus on. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. So check out the patent application information at my website at thelibertyman.com, the wonderful testimonials, and then make your decision on your energy cleaner and your mattress pad to go with it. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, a 30-day money-back guarantee. Only $295 shipping included. Keep in mind, I take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments. If you live in the U.S., by the way, if you need to spread that dollar amount over several months, you can do that with PayPal now. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hour line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. I was recruited to become a homicide detective. I had never really thought about it, doing criminal investigations. I was started out a few months before, that spring of 1973, an attorney I knew, he was one of my instructors when I became a paralegal. I was talking to him, seeking advice on the next move of my career as a paralegal. And he said, "John, you ever think about being an investigator?" I said, "No, I never really thought about it." He says, "Let me introduce you to these two men that own the biggest private detective agency in St. Louis." I said, "Okay." So he made the introduction, and I interviewed with him, and they agreed to give me a trial run, see if I could handle doing investigative work. And I tried it out, and I liked it, and I began my training. That was the summer of 73. Then in August, another lawyer I knew, he wanted to get together. This was the Sunday morning following the Saturday night massacre. That's when President Nixon ordered the Attorney General of the United States to fire Archibald Cox, who was a special prosecutor. The Attorney General of the United States refused the order of his commander-in-chief, his boss, and resigned. The president then ordered the second-in-command of the Department of Justice to do the same thing. He refused that order from the President of the United States and resigned. The next guy in line, there's a chain of command here, was given the same order by the President of the United States to fire Archibald Cox. Well, he did fire the special prosecutor. So I was called by this attorney early on Sunday morning following the Saturday night massacre. And he says, "John, I want to come up and talk to you about what's going on. I want to bring a friend." And I agreed to meet with him. And I was living downtown St. Louis at the time. And he and his friend and their two wives showed up at my doorstep bearing coffee and donuts. Or they had the donuts. Maybe I made the coffee. Maybe that's probably what it was. But regardless, we spent, I guess, between 1 and 2 hours, better part of 2 hours, talking about the consequences of that. They were seeking my advice and counsel. Towards the end of that conversation, the other gentleman who was the public defender at the time, he asked me to interview for a investigatorship that he had open. And I agreed to do so. And so I interviewed and I got the job. And it was basically on-the-job training. With my paralegal degree, I knew about the rules of evidence. And basically, what they trained me to do was how to take statements. That was the only training I really received for them. And there was other helpful hints along the way, of course, but the main training was one of the attorneys in the public defender's office who trained me how to take statements. And he did a very good job. He's a former prosecuting attorney, World War II, the hero. He sunk a Japanese warship by himself with the aircraft he was flying. Put a bomb down the smokestack. So that was my beginning as a criminal investigator in 1973. And I loved it. It was something that was good work, worthwhile work. I was helping a lot of people that needed help, including at one point one of my high school classmates who was charged with a crime, a Vietnam vet. And I developed a specialty of debriefing Vietnam vets who were charged with crimes, as a matter of fact. Whenever we had a client who was a Vietnam vet charged with a crime, that was one of the things I was always assigned to do was to debrief this person, this man, on his war experience to make a determination if his war experience had any bearing on his conduct, demeanor, and behavior in the civilian world, keeping in mind that the war was still going on while I was doing this work, 73, 74, 75. The war ended the spring of 75. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in Oklahoma. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John. I had a question concerning carrying a weapon in a vehicle. Do the laws vary in each state concerning
that?
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a website, Dave, that will help you as far as the 50 states are concerned. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. NRAILA.org. That's NRAILA.org. National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action. When you go there, you'll find a map, Dave, and you click on a map of any of the 50 states, and they will give you a summary of their firearms laws.
Okay, that was NRA.ILA.
No dot. NRA.
Oh, no dot.
No. NRAILA.org.
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I'll do that.
That sounds pretty convenient. Best of luck. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Call number is 800-31-39443. I was prohibited by my employer to carry a firearm when I started investigating these murders. And it put me in a bit of a quandary, which I resolved to my own satisfaction. That first double homicide, I learned the identity of the second suspect before the police did. I learned where he lived, where he worked before the police did. And I was assigned to go locate this man and interview him before the police got to him, which I did. So I'm on the way to talk to this guy to locate him and interview him about the murder. Now keep in mind, it's 1973. There's no cell phones. There was no such thing. I did have a friend I went to college with who lived in close proximity to this murder suspect. So it was early evening in the fall and getting dark. And I stopped by my friend's home and I told him what I was doing, where I was going. And I said, if I'm not back here by such and such time, you call the sheriff and tell him everything I just told you because I'm in trouble. He agreed to do so, another Vietnam vet, by the way. So I went and conducted the interview and left and went back to my friend and let him know I was okay. The following day, the police got to him and they took him into custody and did their questioning in the in the sheriff's office. But yes, I was armed. There's no way on God's green earth I was going to go by myself looking for a murder suspect without being armed. That was not going to happen. I could always get another job, but only get one life. So I was carrying my Browning high powder very discreetly and in a concealed fashion. And I was glad it was there. I was very glad it was there. Now, I wasn't about to tell the people I worked with that I was doing it because I didn't want to give up my employment, but I still wanted to be safe. It was a few years later that I found out, it was quite a few years later, that we found out that notary publics could carry concealed weapons in Missouri. So, and that would have been, oh my goodness. It would have been about 14, 15 years later, probably in the mid-1980s, I'm going to say around 1985 or so, the law was passed about 1977 to allow notary publics in the state of Missouri to carry concealed weapons. I found out about that law about 1984, 85, along in there. And that was our get out of jail free card, is what we referred to it at the time. It was an unusual law passed under unusual circumstances. But it was there, and we kind of kept it to ourselves, didn't go public about it. We didn't want to have notoriety come to that law and have it done away with, because we were just tickled pink that we Second Amendment people finally had a way that we could carry legally concealed. And that was a good thing. That was a very good thing. The concealed carry movement nationwide really took off in the late 1980s. I was part of that, going to Jefferson City to lobby the Missouri legislature. And incrementally, state by state, over the next couple of decades, all 50 states eventually got some form of concealed carry. Now, if you live in some of these states, such as California and New York and others, it's still very difficult to get a concealed carry permit, because it's a discretionary matter at the whim of local law enforcement, unfortunately. Which is why you should, in my opinion, join Gun Owners of America and join the effort to have nationwide reciprocity. So if you have a concealed carry permit from one state, you can travel to the other 49 states with impunity. That would be a pretty good thing, wouldn't it? Some peace of mind. Now, Dave in Oklahoma, who just called, he's clearly, obviously, has plans on going to other states outside the state of Oklahoma, and wants to know what the law is. And that's a smart thing to do, is to know what the law is, so you can be cognizant of it, comply with it, and so forth. Wouldn't it be peace of mind for Dave from Oklahoma and for all of you to be able to travel to the other 49 states from where you live with impunity once you've got your concealed carry permit? That'd be great. That'd be real great. Now, many states will offer non-resident concealed carry permits. Florida and Utah come to mind as two that I'm aware of off the top of my head, where you can get a concealed carry permit from the state of Florida and not be a Florida resident, get a concealed carry permit from Utah and not be a Utah resident. That gives people some flexibility from some of these other states, such as New York, New Jersey, California. And it's inevitable that it'll happen, I believe, if we keep working at it. Once we have nationwide reciprocity, then these people from these other venues, other jurisdictions such as California and New York and the others that are so difficult, they can just get their concealed carry permit from Utah or Florida, and they'll be good to go in their own state. And the hell with these these bureaucratic law enforcement officials who refuse to issue concealed carry permits. That would be a wonderful thing, and I really look forward to that happening. Another good thing to happen would be the Hearing Protection Act. It was no surprise to me when Hillary Clinton, the day following the tragedy in Las Vegas, that mass shooting, was trying to make noise about the Hearing Protection Act and how there would have been more deaths if this man had had silencers. They're legally called silencers, what the rest of us call suppressors or cans. That's absolutely not true, because silencers are not silent. They still make a lot of noise. Not as much, not to the point where you can damage your ears, but enough that you know what's going on, especially with a centerfire rifle like these ARs. Of course, with the bump stocks, the suppressors probably wouldn't work anyway, because they get too hot too fast and they get destroyed. So Hillary Clinton doesn't know what she's talking about, but truth doesn't matter with Hillary, does it? All that matters for her is her agenda. I'm reading that the Clinton Foundation may be going down because of the uranium deal with Russia. And that whole thing may be just a massive distraction to make it look like going after Donald Trump is not political. Now, that's a bit of a stretch, but I can see where it's a possibility. I see where it's definitely a possibility. But the what was it, $145 million that traded hands from Russia to the Clinton Foundation to make the uranium, the American uranium sales go through to Russia. That's where the bodies are buried. That's what I keep telling people. The Clinton Foundation is where the bodies are buried. That's where the investigation needs to be focused on. Seriously, it does. And I hope that the Department of Justice under Donald Trump will do the right thing. And if they haven't already, of course, they could be an investigation commenced already on the Clinton Foundation, and we wouldn't know it publicly. It needs to happen. It really does. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Wednesday, the 25th of October. I began my career as a young criminal investigator, age 25, 1973. Those first 5 years, I had 2 weeks paid vacation every year. It was actually Yeah, it was 5 years, which it never occurred to me to take it. When the state legislature eliminated funding for my job early summer of 1977, I'd accumulated 5 years of vacation and took it all at once. Now, who does such a thing? Who has 2 weeks paid vacation every year and doesn't even think about taking it? I was so absolutely focused on my work, investigating murders and related crimes, that taking 2 weeks paid vacation didn't even occur to me. Did not even occur to me. And I was grateful that I had that accumulated leave time, vacation time, because I made good use of it to get things done that had been put off and search for a new job. And it worked out okay. It worked out fine. And quite frankly, in hindsight, that's what needed to happen. It was time for me to move on to the next step in my career. And it was the perspective of hindsight, I can see where a number of times in my life where things happened for a reason. I didn't understand them at the time. Maybe didn't like them. Maybe really, really didn't like them. But in hindsight, I know that and understand that there was a course being charted for me that was beyond my understanding. I wouldn't be sitting here on the 25th of October 2017 if everything that happened to me had not happened. All those things had to fall into place. And I can see that going back to my early years of elementary school. Everything happens for a reason. We may not understand it at the time. We may not like it. But things happen for a reason. That's been my life. That's been my experience. I'm sure many of you have had similar experiences where you are doing something and then things change. As the old saying goes, you plan your life and then life happens. That's certainly been the way my life has gone. You make your plans and then life happens. And occasionally, the plans you make in life turn out to be the same thing. Frequently, they don't. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it. And my life continues to go in directions I didn't expect. For example, this past spring, late spring, I was contacted by the people sponsoring the Prague Peace Prize, asking if I would participate, and I did, of course. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.